Rocket Racing is on for 2006. I'm Pete Combs, and this is Aero News. It's Friday, January 6th, 2006. Peter Diamandis is one of the smartest guys in the aerospace business, and he's driven to make space available to the masses. He's the founder of the XPRIZE competition. And now that we have a winner there, he's branching out into all sorts of new ventures, all aimed at making space more accessible. One of the ventures we can look forward to this year is rocket racing. Peter talked about that with ANN's Jim Campbell.
So what can we expect now from the standpoint of the development of the Rocket Racing League and the racers? When will we start seeing these things, and what can the public expect over the next year or two as the Rocket Racing League literally gets up to speed?
In the early part of 2006, we're going to be announcing a request for teams and a request for racing venues. We're going to actually competitively allow folks to purchase the first vehicles and teams out of the gate. And then we've been approached by so many locations that would like to host a rocket race. And we're going to be doing an RFP for venues as well to select the first venues. We've already announced that the semifinals each year will be held at the Reno Air Races in September, and the finals at the XPRIZE Cup in New Mexico every October. But leading up to that, in the first year, you know, we'll be starting with four regional races, growing eventually to eight regional races, with the semifinals and finals kicking it off. And we'll be looking for locations to bid on winning one of those races. We think they'll be very exciting, very fun for states, municipalities, towns to win that. Very much the same way that, you know, people compete to have the Grand Prix or the NASCAR races occur in their town.
Interesting. On the day that you announced this program, the short time I had a chance to talk to the folks that were there, I compared you to a character in a Robert Heinlein novel, The Man Who Sold the Moon. You certainly have found great hooks for people to not only enjoy this technology, but find ways to support its development. It's just an incredible program from a number of standpoints, but at the same time, the visuals of this, as we've discussed this all along, are amazing. But there's two sets of visuals here. There's what people will see at a race, but you have a whole other component for the online world.
Yeah, it's really important that, I mean, my whole ethos, what drives me personally, is making space participatory. I grew up, as many as yourself and many listening, during the Apollo era, where we sort of watched from a distance as these elite crew of astronauts went and explored, and the unspoken promise was always we'd get a chance to go next. Well, none of that's happened. You know, NASA has not fulfilled that, and I made my commitment to allow not only myself but others to go and make space something that we could all be part of, and hence the XPRIZE, Zero Gravity Corporation, and rocket racing. Again, all these are things that kids and adults can not only watch but be part of. And to make rocket racing participatory, we are doing a number of exciting things. Number one, we are developing some super high resolution and real simulators. And kids will be able to learn how to fly the rocket racer online on their computer. And the rocket racers themselves will be transmitting a differential GPS signal, which will give you, you know, approximately a meter of accuracy. And our goal is to allow people online to race in real time against the rocket racer when it's flying in these competitions, and race against, obviously, virtually against each other. And one of the things we've been really thinking about and toying with is, you know, if we have a virtual rocket racing winner through a national competition, maybe pitting that person against the actual rocket racers in the finals and allowing for a virtual rocket racer to potentially win the cash pot. We'll see where, you know, how that technology develops and if that's possible.
Well, I'll tell you what, living in the real world as a test pilot and aviator, I'm not sure I want to go up against the average kid who's got, you know, a lifetime of video game experience behind him. I got a feeling he's going to kick my butt.
I tell you, one of the most amazing things was we had these rocket racer simulations simulators at the XPRIZE Cup in Las Cruces.
Oh, gosh, and, I remember this.
And we had these, you know, these kids racing against Eric Lindbergh and beating Eric. And, you know, saying, you know who you just beat? That was fun.
Yeah, no, Kevin O'Brien did a story about that, and it was just funny than blazes to watch that happen. That was great.
Well, it's going to be fun. I know I can't wait to get in the seat of one of these. I know you can't wait either to try it out and see how this this puppy kicks you in the butt.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's interesting to look at the calendar January 1st and realize that 2006 is the year I get to fly a rocket. I'm staggered by it. I really am.
Well, it's going to be a fun and exciting experience, and one that we want to make. You know, frankly, I would love to have rocket racing eclipse automobile racing as a new hot thing. You know, it reminds me of pod racing from Star Wars, and it's something which is got all the right components, and we're going to see how far it goes.
We'll hear more of this interview in just a moment, but first, this AeroCast is brought to you by Aircraft Engine Services, makers of the aluminum V220 and V300T engines.
Why can't your aircraft engine help you be a good neighbor wherever you fly? Automotive engineering has advanced so much over the past 30 years. Why can't an airplane engine be just as quiet and just as reliable? Well, now it can. Check out the new leaner, cleaner, and quieter V220 and V300T from Aircraft Engine Services. The V220 and V300T engines are capable of meeting and exceeding the most stringent noise regulations. The 3-to-1 propeller speed reduction unit keeps propeller tip speeds down to reduce noise. The engine management system reduces workload by providing single lever control, increasing safety and operating the engine at peak fuel efficiency. The EMS system allows the use of unleaded fuel, eliminating the need for reliance on avgas. In addition, the option of using automotive fuel can result in a significant cost savings. The V220 and V300T engines are significantly quieter and cleaner running than the existing engine designs used in today's aircraft. The AES V220 and V300T, as simple as a car's engine, but oh, so much more fun to drive. Check us out on the web at VAircraftEngine.com or call us at 321-268-3718. Aircraft Engine Services, the shape of things to come.
It's a marriage of avionics innovators and a sure sign of big things coming from Avidyne. Avidyne and Ryan International have announced their merger. Avidyne created and leads the integrated flight deck market for light GA. The company is the leader in active surveillance traffic advisory systems. With Ryan in the fold, Avidyne has positioned itself for increased growth and added capability. Avidyne, the leaders in active innovation. 1-800-AVIDYNE.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft headsets merge the most advanced technologies from the fields of hearing science, aviation communications, and performance audio into one streamlined design. Clarity Aloft has a noise-canceling microphone optimized for speech frequencies in high-noise environments like cockpits. The low-profile headband is featherweight and comfortable. Hear the difference a Clarity Aloft headset can make on your very next flight. Find out how. Call us at 612-747-3197 or check us out on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to our Aero News special feature, Jim Campbell's chat with XPRIZE founder Peter Diamandis.
Well, 2005 definitely rocked our world. But Peter, with all due respect, what you going to do to top that in 06? Let's look at the whole program. This has got to be a heck of a year. Give me the predictions. Let's talk about private and commercial space, both the stuff that you're involved with as well as the things that you've got such intimate knowledge of. What are your predictions? What's it going to look like? Are we really going to be able to top this year?
Yeah, the next 2 or 3 years are going to be incredible. And the thing that we are going to see happen, so very important, is we're going to watch as these basic concepts become real businesses. And that's the most important thing as far as I'm concerned. We need to see companies like Zero-G, like Rocket Racing, like Virgin, like Space Adventures, like SpaceX, all start to generate real profits. And I think we may see the first of these companies going public. I think we may see a real flow of cash coming in. And if all goes well, we'll have what I call the Netscape effect, which is the first real money being made by investors that leads to the flow of real capital. Because space has been basically risky and free of any venture capital for decades. It's been just a few wealthy individuals or hardworking individuals bringing in the money. So if we can really have a Netscape event in space and billions start to flow in, I think we'll see a lot of fun developments. We will really see a robust suborbital competitions going on and suborbital revenue occurring. We will see very shortly thereafter the first private orbital flights coming together. And then it starts to get fun, because once private companies can easily get access to orbit, then they've got access to the unlimited wealth of the cosmos, you know, and the first trillionaires will be made shortly thereafter.
There's a thought. Interesting. How can the rank and file, the folks from the aviation community and aerospace community that we speak to, get involved? How can they take a stake in the XPRIZE and these other activities and make it their own?
Well, XPRIZE is something which is completely and totally dependent on the donations of the general public. We, you know, don't sell a product. We basically are the arms and legs of people who want to change the way space has been going. And so we ask folks to get online, go to the XPRIZE website, make a donation, become a, you know, one of a number of different levels of participants. We are going to be working in 06 to make XPRIZE as participatory as possible in lots of different ways. With Zero-G, you know, come take a flight. Get weightless certified. You know, go if you're part of a large corporation and say, hey, instead of a golf classic this year, let's buy, you know, a Zero-G flight for our top customers or top employees. Let's get space into the fare of these companies and make sure people know that it's possible. On the rocket racing world, if you know, live in a town that you think should host one of the regional rocket races, go to rocketracingleague.com and register there. Let us know you're interested, and we'll give you one of the requests for proposals, put a proposal together. If you want to pull a rocket racing team together, do the same thing. And get involved.
Outstanding. I can't thank anybody in the aviation aerospace community who isn't going to want to do just that.
Well, thank you, Jim. We're having fun trying to build some real and robust companies that generate profits such that they can be reinvested to grow this industry. Because, frankly, you know, space has been way too dependent over the last 40 years on governments with little to no margins, and therefore no reinvestments, and the cost of space flight's been flat or going up over 40 years, which is ridiculous.
Understood. Well, just so people can follow up on this, we've discussed some of the URLs where people can get more information. There is, of course, xprize.org, gozerog.com, and rocketracingleague.com. Any other resources they should know about?
Those are the primary ones. Another company I'm proud to have been a founder of is Space Adventures. And Space Adventures also is doing extremely well. It's flown, as you know, the only three private tourists to the space station. It announced its fourth tourist, Daisuke from Japan. And I think you'll find out about additional customers in 2006. So expect that part of the business to step up as well. And that's spaceadventures.com.
All right. Any other last predictions for 06?
Get ready for some fun.
Now you're talking. We've been speaking to Peter Diamandis, the heart, the soul, the guts of XPRIZE, backed up by a phenomenal staff of people. That's maybe, you know, possibly, Peter, I think the most extraordinary thing about everything that's been around is just the people that have been working with you. That's quite a cadre, and they should be very proud of everything they've accomplished.
I am so proud of them. Believe me, It's an amazing team, and we're growing. So we're looking for amazing people out there to join our team.
Now you're talking. That'll get some interest out there. Peter, thank you for your time.
My pleasure, Jim.
You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at aero-news.net. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the airport.